Right now at 7, help wanted. The VTA is looking for people who want to work behind the wheel. Why finding drivers is not so simple. It may be Cyber Monday, but not everyone is shopping online. We're talking with people who are hoping to find some treasures at thrift stores this holiday season.
It's a lot of fun. You find a lot of little trinkets.
It's just a great way to get exercise and to help somebody out at the same time.
And we will introduce you to San Francisco's Food Runners, their dual mission to stop waste and end hunger.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
And good evening. Your next ride on public transit could involve a longer wait. Today, Muni blamed staffing shortages for delayed trains and buses. Now, the problems come as tourism officials say they are expecting a 30% increase in people coming to the city. Now, the problems aren't just in San Francisco. It's taking longer to wait for a bus in Santa Clara County, just as bus ridership is rebounding after the pandemic. The VTA says it's all because a nationwide shortage of bus drivers is hitting here at home. As Len Ramirez reports, the agency is now trying to attract more people to get behind the wheel.
So first thing I'm going to check is my defect card, make sure I have the proper date, the run number, the block number, and that's the right coach.
It takes a lot to turn a car driver into a bus driver.
So as I'm coming in, I'm going to check my mirrors.
And that's exactly why Cesar Gonzalez is here.
You're gonna go out the gate right now?
Cesar is a 24-year veteran of the VTA and a top bus driver trainer. Today, he's taking one of the agency's newest recruits out on the road.
Keep an eye on the person, okay?
It's part of a 9-week bus driver boot camp that gives rookies like Jose Buenrostro Jr. the skills they need to safely steer a 40-foot-long, 30,000-pound coach through Silicon Valley traffic.
Not only that you're driving a vehicle that's heavy, You're also carrying the most expensive cargo, which is humans.
The need for more drivers is nearing a crisis. Coming out of the pandemic, bus ridership is on the rebound, but the VTA has a shortage of up to 70 drivers. The impact is on riders like Eliseo Guillen, who find out the hard way that some bus routes don't have enough drivers and wait times on those routes have doubled.
And I wait for more than 30 minutes. This morning, I was trying to ride up the bus, but it appears a message that it's taking longer.
Did cars let you guys in?
The goal now is to recruit and train up as many drivers as possible. But even though pay and benefits are good and there's room for advancement within the agency, recruiting is hard because being a bus driver is not an easy job.
You're dealing with a large segment of the population, a very varied segment of the population. You never know what you're going to get, and it can be very challenging in a public-facing job.
Turns out bus drivers themselves are some of the agency's best recruiters. Cesar knows that firsthand. As a teenager who rode the bus every day, he was encouraged to join the ranks by a kind, longtime driver named Art Pena, who was on Gonzalez's bus route. Because of Pena, Cesar joined up as a 19-year-old and rose through the ranks. Mr. Pena passed away from cancer in 2004, but his impact on Cesar and the agency can be seen to this day.
The way he talked to people, like welcome them, come to the bus. And like, I kind of saw myself doing it.
And the tradition of drivers recruiting drivers continues. Last year, Buenrostro was a security guard assigned to patrol VTA bus yards when he met some drivers who encouraged him to join.
Stop before the limit line. They told me it was a great opportunity for me and that I'm very young. And, you know, if I start now, you know, I could definitely take my future and my son, you know, further.
For him, skills like pulling up close to a curb for passengers' ease of entry are being sharpened, all under Cesar's watchful eye. Now, both trainer and trainee are looking down the road and performing a service while providing for themselves. In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
And there is some good news. This Wednesday, 24 drivers will graduate from their 9-week training program, but the agency will still be short 50 drivers. So as for pay, VTA bus driver trainees start at $22 an hour with 5% increases every 6 months. But because of the shortage, drivers are working more overtime hours, which boosts their pay. All right, some progress to report right now in that massive strike involving student employees and academic researchers across the UC system. Tentative deals have been struck in some areas, but big sticking points remain. So that includes tying wage increase to increases in housing costs. The strike is now entering its third week, and while a UC spokesperson says campuses are ensuring a continuity of instruction, some students say classes are canceled or altered.
One of my labs is actually self-taught now and kind of back on Zoom if we want to, but it's kind of hard, especially with finals coming up.
One student says his final exam is being switched to multiple choice so professors can rely on computers to grade exams as opposed to student workers. If you didn't know, today's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. So it's when you can find lots of online deals, even right now, just about every retail or wholesale store, as well as small shops and businesses. Adobe, which tracks online retail purchases, estimates that today's Cyber Monday's shopping sales will hit around $11 billion. But hold up, as KPIX5's Kenny Choi reports, some people are actually turning to thrift stores to save even more cash this holiday season.
Some economists say demand is growing this Cyber Monday, even when inflation is factored in. But for those who are on extremely tight budgets, those numbers simply don't matter. They're depending on heavy discounts at thrift shops like this.
Jeffrey Lowe knows how to look for small items and big ones, too.
I think I must have spent about $800 just for the furniture.
That may sound like a lot, but it filled his new place. During his break as a security guard, he combs through aisles to find necessities after moving into a new two-bedroom apartment in the Far East Bay and locking down this new job.
Clothing, nice clothes, it met that need. Kitchenware, everything that you or that I would need, it met my need.
Other regulars are keeping a close eye on their budgets as gas prices, inflation, and uncertainty about an economic slowdown are on the minds of many.
I shop here frequently because it's within my price range and I can still find clothes that I feel comfortable in, clothes that I enjoy wearing, especially with hard times this year.
Freddie Miranda recently lost his job when the bar he worked at for years closed down. He's now the store manager here.
I've learned a lot since I've been here about people's shopping habits.
He says sales at this location have been steady as the Black Friday and Cyber Monday craze aren't too big of a deal for many customers.
People who otherwise wouldn't be able to shop at Macy's or Union Square or, you know, a lot of people like myself who are on a budget.
Shopping here isn't glitzy or glamorous, but there's plenty of gratitude for the little things when times are thrifty for many.
It's still meeting my needs.
In San Francisco, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.